How long has this been part of your life?
I started beginning of March, and then we moved on site to the stadium beginning of May, and it's been full-time since then.
For those of us watching the opening ceremony and the closing ceremony at home, the atmosphere, I mean, this is on TV, it was brilliant. I mean, absolutely superb. Where were you in the stadium, and what was the atmosphere like there for you?
Well, I was actually standing on halfway up to the western side on both shows, to basically keep an eye on the stuff that I had to look after. I had a very good crew looking after all the video and projection elements, so there are my bits. And I was there keeping an eye on everything, basically, and enjoying the show.
So part, I mean, one of the highlights, everyone's been talking about it, from the opening ceremony, of course, was the bit with Bond and the Queen and the Corgis. So you were responsible then for the play out of that, were you?
Well, yeah, all the video production, anything that's all video in the stadium, that's the systems that play back that are my responsibility. So things like that film, I didn't see until the night. It was under such secrecy that those of us in the production team, apart from Danny Boyle's team, had actually not seen the film. So it was a bit of a relief that it worked on the screens, it didn't judder, there was no problem. So no, it was exciting. The atmosphere in the auditorium when that happened was incredible.
Is this the best job you've ever had?
I think it is, yeah. I've done a lot of different shows, but this one, certainly the scale of it and the size of the audiences, and you get to see the audience reaction, that's amazing. You know, 60,000 people, when the chimneys started rising on during the opening ceremony, there was a combined wow of 60,000 people, and the intake of breath was incredible.
Family must be incredibly proud, and I guess family were also sort of saying, come on, Dan, come on, tell us a little something. Have you, you must have found it really hard. I mean, obviously you're a professional, so maybe not that hard, but I mean, if it was me, I'd find it really impossible not to sort of leak a little bit, but I mean, you've been absolutely sworn to secrecy for ages, haven't you?
Yeah, basically, contractually, wasn't allowed to talk about it, and the 10,000 volunteer cast for the opening ceremony managed to get in the Save the Surprise hashtag, and I pushed that on Twitter as well, and it really made a big difference, because it's their show, they were volunteers, we were there doing our jobs, and I didn't want to give anything away, because the press were doing the best that, the photographs in the paper and things like that really were supporting the surprise people. I knew a lot because I was involved in the production, but it's not professional to do that.
What went wrong? Are we allowed to know?
Oh, on the opening ceremony, very, very little. It was amazingly good. And the sort of things that went wrong, you'd never know from a TV or in the stadium audience, you would never have known.
Are you looking forward to a little bit of a rest now?
I've got going back in today to start getting ready for the Paralympics opening ceremony, which is in on the 29th of August.
Not that long away. Look, we really appreciate your time this morning. I know you've been very busy, no doubt a little bit tired as well. Dan from Felixstowe, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on being a part of what is truly a historic moment. Amazing bit of TV, amazing adventure, and you're part of it. Do you still pinch yourself sometimes and think, well, yeah, I'm here?
I think I need to see it on TV. I've not yet seen either ceremony on TV. I've seen the screens in the stadium, but the broadcast is very different. And I think when people tell me how good it is, and I'm standing there going, well, that didn't go quite as well as I wanted it to, or, yeah, I still go, maybe I need to see it now. It is incredible, though.
Dan Sloan from Felixstowe, thank you very much. For